Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, happy new year, and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Jeff Sipes. He's the owner of Blue Water Credits. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's our annual January get-together where we recap the tradition of giving the credit cards a workout over the holidays. And thanks to the year 2020, a lot of us have been given our credit a workout for a while now, so it's a great time to have you in. Let's start with a little background, Jeff. How did you get started in credit repair?
Oh, boy. Just like Just for Men, Doug, I was my very first client.
I love this story. So,
I was actually going to USC playing football. That's University of Sierra College in Rockland, California.
Sure.
My best friend and I decided we wanted to get rich quick, so we dropped out of college and started a small business. And about 18 months after getting that business off the ground, we were in financial hardship. So I was at a fork in the road. I either needed to file for bankruptcy or dig myself out of the financial mess I got myself in. So
sure.
I decided to go to work in the fitness industry, working 60 hours a week, and then I moved into my younger brother's apartment, lived on his couch. I was actually hiding my Jeep at the time. They were trying to repossess it, so the good old days.
Oh, boy.
After 18 months of working my tail off, I was out of debt, so I went into a local bank to apply for a checking account. And, Doug, I can literally remember, like yesterday, they pulled my credit. And I remember the guy walking back looking at some papers saying, "Mr. Sipes, I'm sorry, but your credit is so bad, I can't even issue you a debit card." I was like, "Doug, my credit's so bad, I can't even get my own money."
That's remarkable, I'm telling you.
Lesson learned there, you know, it was embarrassed. I left the bank embarrassed. And then, lo and behold, a friend of mine told me he'd hired an attorney to help him repair his credit. And at the time, I thought having bad credit was kind of a life sentence thing.
Right.
So I went to work on my credit, and about 2 years after working on my credit, I got it high enough to where I bought my first place. It was a condo over on Greenback in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story, Doug. I got a solicitation from a realtor from the Bay Area. Someone from San Jose wanted to move up and was interested in buying the place. So we ended up selling the place to this person, and I made a little profit. So while I was working at the gym industry, I was telling all my friends, "You guys got to go buy a house because it's a great opportunity, you know, to ride that real estate wave."
Right.
So a few of them came back to me and they said that they tried to buy a house, but they were turned down due to bad credit. And I knew exactly what that felt like myself. So I worked with them and helped them rebuild their credit. It wasn't a get-rich-quick thing. It wasn't an overnight success. But, you know, after 6 or 8 months of working with them, we were able to get their score up high enough so that they could get pre-approved and actually go out and buy a house. In the 2008 downturn, my wife and I decided that, you know, this is a great time to open up a legal and ethical credit repair business. That's when we started our company in 2008 with the sole purpose to help people struggling with bad credit. They're trying to buy a house.
I love that too. And the moral of that story is bad credit is not a life sentence if you wind up working with the right people.
100%. Yep. Our vision is, you know, we exist to love and value people by offering solutions, giving hope and guidance to people struggling with bad credit. So, yeah, we want to be a light into kind of a dark industry, because I know the industry itself doesn't have a good reputation. So we want to use the golden rule and try to treat people how we'd like to be treated as well.
Exactly. How did you guys come up with the name Blue Water Credit?
Ha, funny story, Doug. I was reading a book called The Blue Ocean Strategy when we were getting ready to launch our business. In the book, it talks about in business, there's two oceans. You have a red ocean, which is bloody, it's competitive, it's cutthroat, And then you have Blue Ocean, which is wide open, uncontested market space. So we knew if we can get into an industry with a bad reputation and develop a good name for ourselves, we'd essentially have blue water. We like blue water, Doug, better than blue ocean, so that's where we came up with the blue water credit.
I like
it. Yeah, not only that, but who doesn't like visualizing Hawaii water? That's kind of like one of those things I could look at it all day.
Yeah, unless you're driving right now, close your eyes and picture Hawaii.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into the meat of it. Why are credit scores so important, Jeff?
Well, I hate to say it, but credit scores are more important now than ever. Interest rates, as you know, being in the real estate industry, are at record lows.
Sure.
And you can literally get a real estate loan now in the 2% range. You know, I've heard 2.3, 2.5, depending on the loan program. Money is so cheap right now, it's making homes more affordable.
Sure.
Now, in order to get those rates, you're going to have a higher credit score. Statistics show, Doug, that if you have a lower credit score, you're going to tend to pay anywhere from $200 to $400 more a month on your loan.
Mm.
And if you look at a 30-year loan, I mean, you're talking tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars more you're going to pay when you have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get in and lock in a 30-year mortgage rate at less than 3%.
Wow. What are some strategies if I need to improve my credit score and, you know, getting out of credit card debt, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. One of the things that we'd like to offer is a free consultation. So I'm going to give some general advice, and then if anybody is interested in having a free consultation, they could just go to our website, which is bluewatercredit.com, or you could call our office anytime at 916-315-9190.
Give me that number one more time. Someone's reaching for a pencil and a pad of paper. What's that phone number, Jeff?
916-315-9190. You can call us 24 hours a day. If it's after hours, we do have an after hours call center, so you can literally call us anytime, leave your information, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can to get you scheduled for a free consultation. The easiest way to raise a credit score after the holidays is by paying down your debt. Ideally, you want to have a balance of 10% or less on your credit cards. On a $1,000 credit card, 10% is $100 or less. FICO, which is the industry leader for credit scores, they say one maxed out credit card can lower your score by 40 points.
Mm.
So if you've got multiple maxed out credit cards, I mean, your score is definitely going to be down 40 to 80 points. As soon as you're able to pay off those cards, your score is going to rebound. That's the great thing about it.
Okay.
The next piece of your credit is establishing history or age. We recommend, you know, once you get a few accounts open, is just let them season, let them age, kind of like a good bottle of wine, Doug.
Sure.
You don't want to drink it, even though you want to drink it. Keep your credit cards open. Try to use 10% or less of the limit, and then only apply for credit when absolutely necessary.
I want to buy a house this year, Jeff, so when should I start looking at my credit?
Credit repair typically takes 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
So I would personally recommend looking at your credit at least once every 6 months because, unfortunately, identity theft is on the rise.
Mm.
They're estimating 2021, around 20% of people are going to have some sort of ID theft.
Wow.
1 out of 5, right? And so you can check your credit report for free. There's no scores, but it's at annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. You can look at all 3 credit reports for free. Normally, you only get that access once per year, but due to the pandemic, the government has allowed us to pull our credit reports there once per week for free.
Oh, wow. So okay.
Check your credit. Make sure that there's no suspicious names, addresses, or look at the accounts to make sure there's no suspicious accounts on your credit. And if you do see something that's suspicious, call our office right away. We've been 100% successful in getting identity theft corrected. We actually had a guy call in about a year ago, and he said, oh, I've been a victim of identity theft. There's accounts on my credit. I looked at the report, Doug, and I saw there was like 2 car loans and 2 credit cards on his credit. And he said, those accounts are not mine. And I said, well, these accounts are being paid on time. So I don't think a criminal took out a car loan and credit cards in your name and then is making the monthly payments on time every month.
Right.
And so what we found out, Doug, was there was someone out there that had his exact same name, born on the exact same day that he was born.
Oh, my goodness. No way.
That gentleman's information was reporting on his credit. So luckily, he paid everything on time, but that was something we were able to fix in about 45 days.
I would just leave it.
I know, right?
If you're going to pay everything on time, his credit score is going to go up.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. What's the best way to pull my credit report for free?
The most popular site, Doug, is Credit Karma. Credit Karma is going to give you access to two credit reports, and it's going to give you two credit scores. Now, these credit scores are not accurate, especially if you're trying to buy a house or a car.
Okay.
I'll talk more about that in a second. Credit Karma is going to be the most popular site. I use Credit Karma myself. I just bought a truck 2 months ago, and Credit Karma took about 6 weeks before they reported that account on my credit. So Credit Karma tends to be a little outdated, but it is going to give you information on two of the three credit bureaus.
Okay.
Now, the site I mentioned earlier is going to be much more accurate, much more quick to report information, and it's annualcreditreport.com. There's no impact to your score there. You can check it once per week due to the CARES Act, the changes due to the pandemic.
Okay.
And then it's going to give you full details. If you have a collection on your credit, Doug, it's going to tell you the month and the year that collection falls off your credit. And this is the only site that's going to tell you when the negative items are falling off your credit. It's the only place to know that.
Gotcha. Annualcreditreport.com. What's the difference between my credit score and my credit report?
That's a great question. People a lot of times get these two things confused. Your credit score tells your lender the amount of risk they have with loaning you money. It's predictive analytics. So basically, they've crunched lots of statistics and they're looking at trends. Say you had a 800 credit score. The bank knows they're going to lose about one loan out of 100 with a credit score at 800.
Okay.
If you go down to 680, the bank is predicting they're going to lose one loan out of 20.
Okay.
And if you go down to a 620, the bank is estimating one out of four of their loans are going to go into default. That's why the banks have risk-based pricing. And what that means is the higher your credit score is, the lower the risk, so the lower the interest rate. Now, if you have a low credit score, you may get approved for your loan, whether it's a home or a car or a credit card, but the interest rate will be likely much higher than if you had a higher score. That's why it's so important 6 months before you're going to get a home or a car, just contact our office, let us do a free consultation, and we'll give you some advice on what to do to make sure the score is high as possible. Now, the credit report shows all of your information. It shows your names, your addresses, your date of birth. Your income does not show on a credit report, and your credit score does not show whether you're Democrat or Republican either, so that's not factored into that. Your trade lines will report on your credit. Trade line is like a car loan, a school loan, a credit card, a home loan. Those are all going to show on your credit report. They're going to show the amount of the payment, the date it was opened, if there are any late payments. Collections will also show, so will bankruptcies. So all that information is on your credit report. And then when you apply for a loan, the bank wants to know your credit score. There's multiple companies that generate a credit score, and then that credit score gives the bank the amount of risk they have in loaning money. And then based on that risk, that's how your interest rate is calculated.
Gotcha. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Jeff Sipes, owner of Blue Water Credit, and that website again, bluewatercredit.com. You guys have some great resources there, some ebooks and that kind of stuff. So, hey, if someone's listening right now and they're thinking they might have some issues with their credit, not going to hurt you to go to the website and check it out, bluewatercredit.com. One of the things that makes me crazy, Jeff, why do credit scores vary so much?
Well, that's a great question, Doug. It's kind of the million-dollar question we see.
You're going to give me $1 million?
$1 million?
All right.
How about 100 grand?
Oh,
that's
check.
My favorite candy bar.
Here you go.
Credit scores are definitely unique and interesting. There's a couple reasons that the scores vary so much. What's interesting, there's three main credit bureaus. We have Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Information varies per credit bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Say you have collection or a late payment. It may only be showing on one or two of the bureaus and not three. We had a client come to us a while ago, and one of his credit scores was in the 800s, and two of them were in the 500s. And what we had found out was his brother's name was similar to his, and his Social Security number was only one digit off.
Right.
His brother had horrible credit, and because his name and social were so close, his brother's collections were reporting on two of the credit bureaus.
Wow.
And information varies. That's the big reason that the scores vary. And then the second reason is a lot of times people are looking at different credit scoring models. We've seen over 100 different scoring models. Vantage is a credit score created by the credit bureaus. Credit Karma uses the Vantage score. And then if you apply for a home loan, a car loan, or a credit card, they're going to use what's called a FICO score. FICO is the most commonly known score and commonly used for lenders, but FICO themselves have over 60 different versions of their score. If you go in to apply for a car loan, the FICO score for a car loan, the range goes from 300 up to 900. And if you apply for a FICO score for a home loan, the score goes from 300 up to 850. Your car credit scores tend to be higher than your home loan credit scores, at least with FICO.
Right.
So kind of confusing, but yeah, there's hundreds of versions. So that would be the simplest way to understand that.
Gotcha. And one of my favorite sayings, if it's not FICO, it's FACO.
I love that, Doug. Yep, that's true. There's a lot of imitation credit scores out there. So unless you see it saying FICO, that's the main brand. And like you said, Doug, if it's not FICO, it's FACO.
That's right. We touched on this a little bit too, Jeff, but what's the difference in my payment if I've got a credit score of 620 as opposed to maybe 720?
You might be able to answer this better. In terms of house payments, the average home, do you know, in Placer County, is it around $400,000?
I would say somewhere between four and five.
Okay. If you were able to take a $450,000 payment, if you had like a 620 credit score, and I'm on my FICO's website right now, They have what's called a home purchase center. You put in your credit score and you put in the amount you're trying to purchase. And FICO's estimating with a 620 credit score, your interest rate's going to be around 4% and your payment's going to be $2,125. Now, if you have a high credit score, say above 760, your payment estimated on this website is $1,736.
My goodness.
So it's going to save you about $400 a month to have a good credit score. That's a car payment. You know, that's $5,000 a year, Doug. And if you do over 10 years, that's $50,000 every 10 years you'd be saving by having a better credit score.
We're talking about a 30-year loan here, too.
Yeah. $150,000 difference is basically what you're looking at. And I don't know about you, Doug, but I've got three kids that go a long way towards their college.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When they go to USC.
Yeah, in Rockland.
University of Sierra College. I love that. What are some easy tips for raising my credit score, Jeff?
Paying down credit cards, that would be tip one. Tip two is if you don't have any open credit cards, is you want to open up a secured credit card. Secured credit card is where you put down $200, $300, $400 security deposit, and then the bank issues you a credit card. I would check with whoever you bank with if you have an option to go to a credit union. Credit unions typically offer a good secured credit card. And then second is if you have a spouse or family member that can add you to one of their good credit cards with a long payment history as an authorized user, that's a good trick on how to boost your score. You can have a spouse or family member add you on to their existing credit card, and then that credit history then shows up on your credit about 30 to 45 days later.
That's great. Okay. And a lot of people are concerned about identity theft. So what's the best way to deal with that?
So if you think you've been a victim of identity theft, you want to go to annualcreditreport.com, pull all three of your credit reports, because information may only show up on one or two of the credit reports. So make sure you pull all three of your credit reports. I would personally start with looking at the addresses. And if you see a suspicious address on there, that's likely where some merchandise or a credit card or something's being sent. That's something that we can help clear up. We have 100% success rate with identity theft. Some measures that you want to take in addition to getting your credit cleaned up, you can put a fraud alert on your credit. It lasts for 90 days. And what a fraud alert does is it alerts the bank or the lender that there might be potential fraud. It makes them basically do a little more digging to make sure that you are who you say you are.
They'll be keeping a closer eye on you.
Yeah, keeping a closer eye on you. So the fraud alert would be a recommendation I would suggest doing. And then if you're not trying to apply for any loan in the near future, you can actually freeze your credit. You can freeze your credit, and it makes it impossible for any new accounts to be opened. So that would be the ultimate measure of protection. I'm not a big fan of LifeLock. We tend to get one or two clients a month that come over with identity theft, and they said that LifeLock wasn't able to remedy their issue. So I don't think that that's a good solution, but I do believe in monitoring your credit. So if you check your credit report through annualcreditreport.com, you could do that or sign up for Credit Karma. It's a free site as well. You can get notified of any changes. And then if you have been a victim of identity theft, you will want to file a police report. You could typically do that online. And then contact our office with the police report, and then we have a fraud affidavit. we would have you fill out, and we can get those identity theft accounts removed typically within 35 to 60 days.
Last time we spoke, you mentioned a new FICO score that looks at banking information. Is that still going on?
Yeah, it is. It's called FICO Ultra, and it's designed for people that do not have a credit score.
Okay.
Now, in order to have a credit score, Doug, you have to have at least one account open with a six-month payment history, and it has to be updated within the last 6 months. So if somebody is just turning 18 and they have no credit, they're considered credit invisible. Or if somebody's all cash and they have no home, car, credit cards, reporting to the credit report, after 6 months, they're going to be credit invisible, which means they have a zero credit score.
Right.
So FICO has built a way around for banks to measure risk without looking at a credit score. And with this FICO Ultra, you have to give FICO permission to go into your bank account. And then FICO is going to look at your average balance. They want to see an average balance above $400. They're also going to look at number of transactions. And then they're going to see if you've had any overdrafts or any bounced checks. And so obviously if you have overdrafts and bounced checks, it's going to lower this FICO Ultra score. But as long as there's been no overdrafts or bounced checks and you have an average balance above 400 and you have transactions through there, then they're going to generate a score likely high enough for you to get approved for this loan.
Excellent. We're out of time, my friend. But before we go, how can Blue Water Credit help our listeners with their credit?
If you have issues with your credit, or we do have a debt negotiator on staff as well. So we can help with debt. We can help with credit issues. And then we do have an attorney on staff now too, Doug. So if you have any legal issues regarding credit, we can help with that. So contact us for a free consultation at 916-315-9190. Or if you want to go to our website, we have a ton of free resources. We have ebooks that you could download for free. And then we do have a COVID survival guide. There's over 1,000 ways to save money during the pandemic. So our website is bluewatercredit.com. And again, our number one goal is to provide help, hope, and solutions for anyone struggling with bad credit. So thank you so much, Doug, for having me on your show. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, Jeff. And yeah, that's the thing. If someone's listening and they're a little nervous, you can go right to the website. No cost, no obligation, and some great resources there. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Jeff Sipes is the owner of Blue Water Credit. Always an eye-opening experience whenever we get together, Jeff. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date. And everybody can find out one more time. That's bluewatercredit.com. Happy New Year, Jeff.
Happy New Year, Doug. Thanks again.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, send us an email, sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.